Guinea's National Independent Electoral Commission and international donors are meeting for the first time since regional mediator Burkinabe President Blaise Compaoré reached the interim government deal with Guinea's military leaders. The talks are expected to focus on a timetable for voter and candidate registration, as well as a preliminary budget for the cost of holding elections within 6 months. Jean-Marie Doré will be the country's new interim prime minister. He says keeping to that schedule presents considerable challenges for one of the world's poorest countries.
On aurait pu dire un mois, comme on aurait pu dire trois ans. C'est une évaluation qui puisse...
Mr. Doré says the transition could be 1 month or it could be 3 years, depending on what's already been done with voter registration. While he says the transitional government will work to meet the six-month deadline, everything does not depend on the government. Mr. Doré says the success of the election will depend on its organization, and if there's not enough money to organize it properly, he says, Guinea will continue to struggle. The UN Secretary General's Special Representative for West Africa, Saeed Jinnit, says the six-month timetable can be met, but only if things are done quickly with proper support.
This is a window of opportunity that should be seized by national stakeholders, but also by international stakeholders to ensure that this time around we could help the country exit from the crisis and return to constitutional order.
Guinea has been under military rule since a December 2008 coup that brought to power Captain Moussa Dadis Camara. He was shot last month by the former head of the Presidential Guard, who says Captain Camara was trying to blame him for the killing of at least 157 opposition protesters in September. While Captain Camara continues to recover from those wounds in Burkina Faso, Defense Minister Sakuba Konate is Guinea's acting military ruler. He and the interim prime minister will oversee the 101-member transitional authority. Jinnit met with General Konate and Mr. Doré before the Electoral Commission meeting.
I believe that all are keen in going through the shortest transition possible that could allow for preparing for the election as soon as possible, but also giving some time for some socioeconomic support, because I think it's very important that before the people of Guinea goes to election, that the people could see the dividends of reconciliation in terms of resuming support by the international community, by the international financial institutions and the key bilateral partners of Guinea, to make sure that all efforts will converge towards making this opportunity a reality and returning quickly to democratic rule.
Jinnit was joined in Conakry by the head of the Economic Community of West African States Commission, Mohamed Ibn Chambas, and by African Union representative Ibrahim Fall. Jinnit says the international community understands that Guinea will need strong support to meet its goal of having elections in June. German Ambassador Karl Prinz told Guinea State Television that the European Union is prepared to resume cooperation with the new government, will support the presidential elections, and will contribute to reforming the country's military. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Dakar.